The $1.3 billion BET, JP Morgan, AI, and the future of banking risk. Welcome to Capital Moves, the podcast where we break down the deals that reshape finance. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most consequential acquisitions in fintech history, JP Morgan Chase's $1.3 billion acquisition of AlphaSense. On the surface, it's a straightforward story. Big bank buys AI company. But the timing is everything. JP Morgan just posted a 12% earnings beat in Q1 2026, $12.4 billion in net income. They're riding high. But here's where it gets interesting. They're also navigating the Federal Reserve's brand new AI risk capital guidance, released just weeks earlier, and they're betting $1.3 billion that an AI-driven risk analytics platform will unlock $5 to $7 billion in new revenue. So the question is simple. Is JP Morgan positioning itself as the leader in the financial AI revolution, or are they overpaying for volatility? Today, we're breaking down both sides. The bull case, the bear case, the market reality, and what this means for your portfolio. Let's get into it. First, let's establish what we're actually talking about here. AlphaSense is not a household name. It doesn't have a slick consumer app or a viral TikTok presence. What AlphaSense does is provide AI-driven risk analytics to financial institutions. Think of it as the nervous system that tells a bank where the dangers are hiding in their portfolio. Before this acquisition, AlphaSense had just raised $250 million in funding at a $2.2 billion valuation. So JP Morgan is paying a $1.3 billion premium on top of that recent valuation. That's a 59% bump in 12 months. That's aggressive. But context matters. The AI risk analytics market isn't some niche boutique. According to the data we have, it's projected to hit $45 billion by 2028. The compound annual growth rate, 38%. That's not growth. That's acceleration. We're talking about a market that's growing at nearly four times the rate of the overall financial software market. Jamie Dimon, JP Morgan's CEO, said this deal is about staying ahead of the curve in the rapidly evolving AI risk analytics market. He's not wrong. Today, the market is dominated by legacy players, IBM, Oracle, SAP, but those companies are dinosaurs when it comes to generative AI. They're retrofitting old technology with new buzzwords. AlphaSense, by contrast, was built in the AI era. It's a thoroughbred, not a converted workhorse. Now, here's where the timing becomes critical. And this is where most financial media is getting the story wrong. On March 15th, 2026, just weeks before this acquisition announcement, the Federal Reserve released new guidance on AI risk capital. And it's not a light tap on the shoulder. Banks holding more than $500 billion in assets now have to hold additional capital against AI model exposure, specifically a 0.15% risk weight increase. That sounds small. It's not. For JP Morgan's balance sheet, that's tens of millions of dollars in additional capital requirements per year. So here's the genius of the timing. JP Morgan is not just acquiring an AI company. They're acquiring the proof that they're serious about managing AI risk. They're signaling to regulators, we understand the landscape and we're building the infrastructure to navigate it responsibly. That's not an acquisition. That's a regulatory masterclass. Let's talk about why this deal makes sense. And there are some genuinely compelling reasons. Start with cost savings. According to Morgan Stanley's analysis, AlphaSense's AI engine can reduce credit risk modeling costs by up to 30%. That might sound incremental, but JP Morgan's credit risk modeling infrastructure is enormous. We're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars annually in labor, infrastructure, and computational resources. A 30% reduction translates into potentially $200 million to $300 million in annual cost savings. Over 5 years, that's $1 billion to $1.5 billion. The acquisition pays for itself just on cost reduction. But that's the conservative play. The real money is on the revenue side. JP Morgan is projecting $5 to $7 billion in incremental revenue from AI-enhanced advisory services. How does that work? Imagine JP Morgan's wealth management division. They serve ultra-high net worth clients. Today, when those clients want advice on a complex portfolio with geopolitical exposure, currency risk, and complex derivatives, JP Morgan's analysts spend weeks building custom risk models. With AlphaSense embedded into their platform, that analysis happens in hours or minutes. JP Morgan can now charge for speed, accuracy, and sophistication they couldn't offer before. And they can offer it to a broader client base. That's not incremental. That's transformational. Here's the market context. In Q1 2026, JP Morgan generated $3.2 billion in AI-related revenue growth alone. This is already happening, but it's fragmented. Different divisions deploying different tools. AlphaSense becomes the connective tissue, the unified AI engine across the entire enterprise. Now let's talk about competitive positioning. JP Morgan is essentially locking in a best-in-class platform before the market consolidates around winners. The AI risk analytics space is crowded right now with mediocre players, but in 3 to 5 years, you'll probably have 2 or 3 dominant platforms and everyone else will be roadkill. By acquiring AlphaSense now, JP Morgan guarantees they're on the winning side of that consolidation. Morgan Stanley's analysis suggests this could drive 10 to 15% EPS growth for JP Morgan. That's meaningful. That's the kind of number that justifies a premium acquisition price. And here's the psychological element. Investors have been nervous about JP Morgan's ability to stay ahead of the AI curve. They're a 200-year-old institution. The criticism has been that they're too traditional, too slow, too bureaucratic to compete with fintech insurgents. This deal says, we're not waiting, we're buying our way into the future. We're acquiring a best-in-class platform, and we're integrating it into the most powerful financial infrastructure on the planet. That narrative matters for stock price. It matters for talent recruitment. It matters for client confidence. Now let's talk about the risks. And there are several. Start with the valuation. A $1.3 billion premium on a $2.2 billion valuation, that's a 59% bump. Barclays analysts have flagged a legitimate concern. We don't actually know if AlphaSense is worth $3.5 billion. The AI model performance landscape is volatile. A model that's state-of-the-art today can be obsolete in 18 months. Look at the history of AI acquisitions. Remember when everyone thought natural language processing was going to be the killer app? Most of those acquisitions didn't deliver. We've seen numerous fintech and AI acquisitions overperform on hype and underdeliver on execution. JP Morgan is betting that AlphaSense is different. That's a bet, not a certainty. Second concern, integration complexity. Under new regulatory scrutiny, the Fed's new AI risk capital guidance isn't just a rubber stamp. It's a warning shot. Regulators are now actively monitoring how banks deploy AI systems. They're looking for model drift, data contamination, unexpected behavior in edge cases. When JP Morgan integrates AlphaSense into their core risk management systems, they're not just doing a technical integration, they're creating a new regulatory risk vector. The Fed will want to audit this integration. There will be stress, there will be documentation requirements. Barclays estimates this could add $50 million to $100 million in compliance and integration costs. That's on top of the $1.3 billion purchase price. Third issue, realization timeline. JP Morgan is projecting $5 to $7 billion in incremental revenue and $200 million to $300 million in annual cost savings. But Barclays notes that these synergies could take 3 to 5 years to fully materialize. Why? Because JP Morgan's organizational culture is deeply entrenched. You don't flip a switch and suddenly every division is using AlphaSense across every workflow. There's training needed, there's change management, there's the inevitable friction between the old guard people who've been doing risk modeling the JP Morgan way for decades and the new AI native approach. Meanwhile, short-term earnings pressure is real. JP Morgan's spending $1.3 billion in cash today for benefits that might not show up in earnings until 2028 or 2029. And here's the counterintuitive part. Jamie Dimon himself has historically been skeptical of AI. Back in 2019, he said AI was not a replacement for human judgment and not a panacea for all risks. That skepticism isn't wrong. It's actually a sign of prudence. So the question becomes, is JP Morgan's leadership overconfident about what this acquisition can achieve? Are they chasing market narrative, trying to prove they're not dinosaurs? Credit Suisse analysts have flagged this as a high-risk, high-reward move. Translation, this could be a home run or a significant mistake. The data doesn't definitively tell us which. And finally, and this is important, the market for AI risk analytics is still standardizing. According to Harvard Business Review research, the industry is still in the process of developing best practices and standards. AlphaSense might be best in class, but if the industry collectively moves toward a different architectural approach, or if open source solutions mature faster than expected, JP Morgan's premium could evaporate. That's not a probability, that's a possibility, and it's a significant one. So where does the market actually stand on this deal? UBS came out with a positive note. They're positioning this as a strategic move that enhances JP Morgan's risk management and drives revenue growth. They see the 1.015% EPS upside. But Credit Suisse is more cautious. They acknowledge the upside, but emphasize the integration complexity and timeline risk. Goldman Sachs has flagged a broader concern. The new Fed guidance on AI risk capital could increase capital requirements for large banks by 10 to 15% across the board. That's industry-wide pressure. JP Morgan's acquisition of AlphaSense helps them manage that pressure more efficiently, but it doesn't eliminate it. So we've got a bifurcated view. Optimists see strategic value and revenue upside. Skeptics see execution risk and overpayment. Here's what I think the honest read is. This is a bet on JP Morgan's execution capability. The deal makes mathematical sense. If JP Morgan can half the country slash major technical or cultural friction. Two, deploy it across their client base faster than competitors can build or acquire alternatives. Three, monetize the advisory value above and beyond cost savings. That's three big ifs. JP Morgan has succeeded on complex integrations before, but they've also stumbled. Their COBOL legacy systems are famously creaky. Their organizational silos are legendary. Can they pull this off? Maybe. But it's not a slam dunk. Quick historical context to ground this conversation. This isn't JP Morgan's first dance with AI acquisitions. In 2019, they acquired a stake in Verafin, an AI risk analytics startup. That was a strategic move that's paid off. Verafin is now central to their AML and fraud detection infrastructure. Goldman Sachs in 2020 acquired Kensho, an AI-driven analytics platform. That acquisition was valued at around $500 million. It was positioned similarly to JP Morgan's AlphaSense deal as a way to enhance risk management and drive advisory revenue. So there's precedent here. Big banks do acquire AI startups, and sometimes those acquisitions work out really well. But valuations have inflated significantly. The $500 million Goldman paid for Kensho in 2020 might be $1.5 billion to $2 billion in today's market. Inflation is real. AI valuations are frothy. JP Morgan is paying at the high end of that frothiness. That carries real risk. Let me give you the hardest numbers because they're the most important. JP Morgan Q1 2026 earnings, $12.4 billion net income. That's a 12% year-over-year increase. Strong AI-related revenue growth in Q1 2026, $3.2 billion. That's already substantial, but it's fragmented across the business. AlphaSense's previous valuation, $2.2 billion after a $250 million funding round, JP Morgan's acquisition price, $1.3 billion premium for a total consideration of $3.5 billion. AI risk analytics market, CAGR 2023. 2028, 38%, projected market size by 2028, $45 billion. Fed's new AI risk capital requirement, 0.15% additional risk weight for banks with over $500 billion in assets. Projected cost synergies, $200 million to $300 million annually. Projected revenue, upside, $5 billion. Timeline to realization, 3 to 5 years. Those are the numbers. They're impressive in aggregate, but they're contingent on execution. So final verdict, is this a brilliant strategic move or an expensive mistake? Honestly, it's probably neither. It's probably a good acquisition at a fair price with moderate execution risk and real upside potential. But here's what matters for investors. This deal is a referendum on JP Morgan's ability to execute AI integration at scale. If they nail this, they send a signal to the market that they're not just a legacy bank trying to stay relevant, they're a platform that can absorb and deploy cutting-edge technology. If they stumble, if integration takes longer than expected, if the AI models underperform, if regulatory scrutiny slows adoption, this becomes a $1.3 billion reminder that size and capital don't automatically confer agility. The smart money is watching closely over the next 12 to 24 months. How fast does JP Morgan deploy AlphaSense? What revenue do they actually unlock? How smooth is the regulatory process? That's where the real story will be told. Not in the announcement, not in the analyst models, but in the execution. And that execution will determine whether this acquisition looks like genius in 22-8 or hubris. That's Capital Moves. Thanks for listening. Next week, we're breaking down the fintech backlash against open banking mandates. Don't miss it. I'm your host. We'll see you on the next move. Total runtime, approximately 16 minutes.